Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
This morning, Riverland, I got up to get ready for work, as you do, and I follow a very specific routine. Not for any real reason. I guess it's just because it's 4 o'clock in the morning and it's much easier to do things when you don't have to think about it too hard. And generally, so we have a border collie at home, Eddie the Grumpy Border Collie. I've spoken about him many times. He is my baby and very spoilt. And he does this weird thing where he doesn't sleep on the bed with us overnight or anything. But in the mornings, as soon as I get out of bed, he hops up and gets into where I've been. It's very weird. It's like he's kicking me out this morning or morning. But the audacity of this dog this morning. So I got up, went through the process. So the alarm goes off and Eddie will jump on the bed. I'll get out. I sort of make the bed so he's not in it. He's just sitting on top of it. And then he curls up to go to sleep. I leave the room. And once I've left the room, generally in the morning, that's it. I stay out. I try to keep quiet. My fiance is still sleeping. He would argue that I do not keep quiet, but that's beside the point. So I go and get ready, make my coffee, do what I've got to do. And this morning, I left my jacket in the bedroom. And it was cold this morning. You know this, Riverland. So I thought, I can't not go back in and get it. So I opened the door. I had my torch on my phone and I crept in over to the cupboard. And I've turned around once I've grabbed my jacket and I've seen in the torchlight on the bed, Eddie isn't just curled up on the bed like a normal dog would. No, no, no. He is laying flat across where I sleep. His head was on my pillow. I'm not kidding you. He was on his side with his head on my pillow like a human. And he opened his eyes and he looked at me with a look that was just like, how dare you awaken me from my slumber? I think I'm being pushed out by a dog. Oh gosh, it was a cutting look. He was just like, I can't believe you're here right now. I'm trying to sleep. So apologies to my border collie Eddie, who I woke up this morning having to get my jacket before I left for work. It's a hard life.